at that time, it was kind of like you were either a designer and that's all you did,
right,
or you were a coder, right? But they were marrying that together, which was really unique.
Yeah.
And to this day, like probably the best experience of my life.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So excited to be here at Code Science. Yes, I've never been to Chattanooga before. We are inside the Kia and it is amazing. As I've said, it's the most incredible podcasting studio ever, hands down. Right now, even we have some crazy renovation going on. And how's the sound quality? Pretty good, right? Because you guys, check this out. Listen to what it really sounds like. And then that's with the door closed. Pretty amazing. Thank you so much, Kia, to partnering with us to make this Women in Tech road trip happen. So hello, Ashley.
Hey.
Hi. So go ahead and tell everybody, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you are, what you do, who you are.
My name's Ashley Frazier, and you're visiting me here at my office where I work at Code Science. And we make enterprise software,
right,
specifically on the Salesforce platform.
And when did you first fall in love with technology?
Oh, man. I don't know. I remember being a kid. And do you remember like those old websites? What were they called? Started with a G.
Geosites.
Geosites.
Yeah.
I remember like tinkering with
those
when I was younger, like 12,
right?
I think. And just knowing I could change colors and, you know, just play around with that stuff was just really neat.
Right.
I would do that. So I thought it was cool then, but I really fell in love with technology. My first internship, they said they needed graphic designers. Okay, cool, I'll do it. And they said, but you need to learn how to code. And I didn't think I would like coding, but somebody mentored me,
yeah,
and I ended up really enjoying it, and I fell in love with it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And what have you found about the process now? Like, what would you say is the thing that surprised you the most about being in the tech space that you absolutely love, and then one thing that you find really challenging?
What I love about it, which I think is also challenging, is it's always evolving. There's not one day you know the ultimate answer to any problem. There's always 20 ways to do one thing. I think that's really cool because it makes you really be a problem solver. You can think outside the box to get things done. But some days I want to know the answer and just know it.
Right.
So I think that's the good thing, but sometimes frustrating for me. So
100%. I think that's the interesting thing about tech is that it exists to solve problems, but yet in creating it itself, we experience like a lot of bugs along the way. So in your tech journey, how did you first find that internship? You said you had a design internship.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find it?
I actually got two bachelor's in completely different fields. I went to school in Hawaii and my mom was a designer. She did like editorial illustrations. So I'd always been kind of creative my whole life. But when I went to college, I did opposite of that.
Right.
And then after I was done, I wanted to get back into creative work. So I just went to like a vocational school for design. And that was in Gainesville, Florida. And they have still a company there called 352 Media Group. And they were hiring a lot of kids in the area to build software. They actually created their own content management system.
Right.
And they always had ads. They just wanted interns. So I applied to that, and that's kind of how I stumbled into the field. And any designer there, they wanted them to code, which was pretty unique at that time. I mean, this was like 10 years ago.
Right.
So at that time, it was kind of like you were either a designer and that's all you did, or you were a coder,
right?
But they were marrying that together, which was really unique.
Yeah.
And to this day, like probably the best experience of my life. Because it has opened so many doors for me since then. So.
I mean, it's amazing that you went from... I mean, now, where did you grow up?
Iowa.
In Iowa. So you went from Iowa to Hawaii to Florida to now Tennessee.
Iowa, Florida, Hawaii, Florida, Tennessee.
And how'd you end up in Chattanooga?
So I never heard of Chattanooga.
Yeah.
I'd been looking for jobs. My ultimate goal was like Chicago or New York. That's really where I wanted to go. So I was just looking for jobs, and this company contacted me and said, "We like your work. Will you come visit?" I said, "Hey, free interview.
Yeah.
Let's go."
Yeah. Did they pay for your flight and stuff?
Yeah, they paid for everything.
That's amazing.
Like,
yeah.
I can't say no.
Yeah.
So I flew up here.
Wait, how did they find you on LinkedIn?
On Behance.
Oh, Behance. Tell us what Behance is.
So
I love that site.
Yeah. Years ago, that was a site my school had recommended to put your work. So Behance is like a portfolio site. It's a community of people and you can share your work.
Right.
And back then it was like a way to get found too for jobs.
Right.
So they stumbled upon my work and invited me to come up here. And I just was going into it like, it's a good interview experience.
Right.
For that opportunity, but I can't explain it. When I grew up in Iowa and I loved growing up there, it was just this feeling. It felt like home.
Yeah.
When we left, I never felt like, quote, home.
Yeah.
Right. And when I landed here and I went downtown, this huge part of me was like, you belong here.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I never thought I would be here.
Yeah.
But Chattanooga is actually a really great gem in the South. We're on a gigabyte internet.
Right.
So we have a lot of tech here. No one would ever think it. They sometimes call us the Boulder of the East. People in Boulder hate when we say that, but yes, they do. But I think it's just because, see these mountains?
Yeah.
We have some of the best trails. Like, it's a huge ultra running community.
We camped last night.
Whitewater.
Yeah.
We have mountain biking. I mean, it's a very active city.
Yeah.
And being on the gigabyte internet, there's tons of startups. There's a company like this.
Tell us that. What's it mean to be on the gigabyte internet?
So we have really fast fiber optics internet.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculously fast. So
I should upload all episodes here.
Yes, exactly. And it's crazy because a lot of our clients are all in San Francisco and I go there quite a bit and I get down the internet there and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like,
you guys are supposed to be the best.
Yeah. And here, so we get a lot of interesting companies testing the waters here to see if they might want to put their company here because we're a lot cheaper for employees as well. But all of that just drew me in and I live like a mile from here. I don't have a car. I bike. I walk everywhere. I just love this city. It's just so walkable and we're doing a lot of construction. It's growing, but it's just a great place.
How is the tech culture here in Chattanooga?
It's interesting. It has the potential to be amazing. I think it's still finding like its niche, right? What are we going to stamp as who we are in the tech world, right?
Right.
I think it's still finding that. There's like some good startups like Bellhops is kind of popular. They help people move. We're here. It's weird how
we are meaning Code Science.
Code Science.
Yeah.
It's weird how they found it here. One of the original owners was actually from Atlanta and he would come to Chattanooga and he saw the potential.
Yeah.
So all of our clients are all like West Coast pretty much. So we don't deal with a lot of local.
And give us the rundown of Code Science again.
So it's a, We build apps, you could say, for the Salesforce platform, which, if you don't know what Salesforce is, that's pretty much a client relationship management tool. Mm-hmm. It's on the cloud.
And so it's the most premium ever. It's the de facto, like, if you're doing sales, you want efficient contact management to grow your business in a revenue kind of way. Salesforce.
It's the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're huge. And I will say, before I worked here, I didn't know Salesforce.
Right.
I came from web agency background,
right,
doing brands and logos and stuff and websites. And then I learned of Salesforce.
Yeah.
And so we build apps on that ecosystem. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. They have their own programming language and stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to learn that. It's SaaS software on the cloud, but you still access it in a browser.
Yeah.
So it's just very unique, environment to work in. Like, if you want to be challenged and,
yeah,
every day it was something new, this is a place.
That's so cool.
It's very unique.
That's so cool. And how, well, before we carry forward in our conversation, how can people connect with you if they want to, like, pick your brain and,
oh, me?
And discuss for, yeah, if they even want to be like, wait, Chattanooga, tell me more.
Pretty much I'm, like, on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
Frashly. Just Google Frashly.
Can you spell it?
Frashley. That's where I'm at. So I'm on Twitter, not really a lot, but.
And we'll include it in the show notes too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, so.
And, what's one thing that you do to overcome challenges on the day to day?
Lean on my team members.
Yeah.
I love working at Code Science too, because I work with some of the smartest, most humble people. And, that's awesome. These guys in here, if you ever have a question or an issue, you can just reach out to them. Whole company is
and how big
that.
Is the company?
So I think we're at 75 now, and we're very remote. So we have an office here with, I think, about 20 people come to it, but the rest of our employees are across the country.
I know Connie, who connected us, she's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. So we have a few folks in Atlanta, San Francisco, Portland's another big place here. And then outside of that, it's just kind of everywhere.
Where can people listening right now, if they want to explore working with Code Science, where can they, look, you know, check out your job opportunities?
Yeah. Just go to our website now, codescience.com/careers. And we always have an updated listing, and I know we are hiring like crazy. So I would go there and check out.
Do you have a shout out to a couple positions that are available?
Salesforce architects. I know we're always looking for like platform experts. Cause we're like, I would say one of the premium providers, like Salesforce recommends us specifically for people to use. So we do some intense Salesforce projects. But I think they also embrace the concept of developers who are just curious. Like, a lot of the devs I work with here did not have Salesforce background, but they're hungry and they came in, you know, like any job, there's so many programming languages. As long as you're good at adapting and learning, those are the kind of folks they want.
Right. So. Cool. Before we end our conversation, is there anything that you want to say that you didn't feel like you got to say yet?
No, I'm just happy to be here. I love women in technology. I think it's awesome.
Yay.
I love seeing more women in technology. I always recommend for women to get into it because there's so many opportunities. And I do feel like we bring a very unique way of thinking and interacting to the workplace.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. So, okay. First of all, I want to share with you, have you heard of Women Who Start Up?
No.
It's an amazing organization. I actually found when we drove through Denver, Colorado.
Cool.
And they're just really supportive of women globally. And they gave me a bunch of stickers. And I think what they're doing is really cool and really empowering. So I have some Women Who Start Up stickers for you.
Thank you.
And of course, the Women in Tech stickers. But most importantly, have you heard of ShareYourCompass.com?
No.
So it's a female-founded company. This is a gift for you, sort of. So it's a gift that keeps on giving. So this is number 2124. So you guys, 2124. A female-founded company. The idea is, she hand makes all of them.
Yeah.
It's cork imported from Portugal that's made to look like gender neutral leather. And the idea is to give it to a woman in tech who inspires you within 2 weeks. And then that person to give it to a woman in tech who inspires them. And then you share your story of how you received it on shareyourcompass.com. So you could track the bracelet and then make new friends with all like-minded people.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool? So that's for
awesome.
You. Do you have
Thank
someone
you.
In mind you'll give it to?
I already do. Yes.
Who? Yeah. Tell us.
Actually, a woman I work with.
Yay. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Her name is Crystal Henry. She is a badass coder. Amazing. So.
Yay. Okay. Cool. And do you happen to know where we could find Crystal online?
Crystal Henry's her name. I think she goes by IT Girl, like 87 or something. Just IT Girl.
Carl on our team will research it and we'll include it in the show notes. Yeah. So you could easily find Crystal. That is awesome. And then Crystal will pick out a woman in tech that inspires her and give it to her within 2 weeks, et cetera. And then we'll keep moving forward on the chain. Pretty rad, right? You're amazing. Thank you for making time to join us. This is just so cool. Thank you, Kia. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. And by the way, I know the last few episodes I've been saying that I've been trying to work on changing you guys to y'all, but it's just not me. So anyone who happens to feel like the word guys means something, just know I come from a skateboarder background. I was raised like, you know, going to motocross events and like being, I don't know. Do you like, what do you think about the term you guys? I feel like, I mean, guys listen to this show, girls listen to this show. I was trying to go say, I know sometimes women feel like saying guys is like being, discriminatory or something, but it's not discriminatory for me. Like, I don't, yeah.
So this is interesting. At my work, so that has been brought up several times in meetings with some of my coworkers, like a PO, which might is a man.
Yeah.
Would say, "Hey guys." And he would stop and say, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." And girls. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, I personally don't find that offensive at all. Like, I'll say, "Hey guys," to a group that also has women.
Yeah.
And I'm not like.
Yeah.
Concerned.
Yeah.
For me personally, I don't find issue with it, but I mean, there's other terms. I say folks a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't take too much issue to it. That's so interesting. That's something that's talked about a lot at my workplace. They try to be conscious of.
She's amazing.
Yeah. They talk about it a lot and you feel very supported, but I've always tried to be the mindset of we're all equal.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my job. You're going to do your job. I think it's important to be aware of those things, but I'm just really lucky to be in a workplace that generally, you know, they care about it. They don't make you feel weird or
totally.
Anything, but they let you know they understand they like women, all that stuff.
Totally.
I don't know.
No, so. they're thoughtful about it. Yeah. And, you know that I'm coming from a loving place, that I feel extreme gratitude to be in this position where I could provide this mentorship culture for all of us. And that, but I need to stay authentic to me and being the skateboarder girl that I am. I've tried it now for about a week, like switching my words to y'all, and I think the word y'all is really cool actually. But it's natural for me. So, hopefully you don't feel that, it's exclusive of you, because this podcast is intended to be inclusive of everyone in order to create a very empowered culture amongst all of us. So, yeah.
I think that's a really great way to say it. Just an empowered culture of everybody.
Yes,
right?
Of everybody. Yeah. So to collaborate with more incredible women in tech, be sure to check out the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group, so you're not like, which one is it? And I appreciate you. Bye.
Cool. Thank you.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. It would have been a nightmare to drive.
So
you're
gonna get rid of like your apartment and just live in this car?
I mean, pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
And now I know you can like have a slumber party in it.
Yeah.
I feel like. It's
I mean, are you
fabulous.
Gonna sleep here?
Yes.
Sleep
I'm
over.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get my pillow and like spread out.
Amazing. Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Kia.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.